KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 42 degrees in Atlantic. And we look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 60 with temperatures falling during the day. Winds will be southeast to west at 15 to 25 miles per hour. There is a wind advisory in effect for Cass and surrounding counties until 7 p.m. And for the far west and southwest counties, that'll be until 10 a.m. today. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Minden Fire Department is reporting this morning that there has been a rollover accident at the 25-mile marker of Interstate 80 eastbound between the Minden and Neola exits, and that's shut down both lanes of traffic in that area. Heavy volume of traffic is getting off at Neola and getting back on at the Tri-Center exit. So again, they want to advise you that if you're traveling eastbound from perhaps, say, Interstate 29, there's a rollover accident on I-80 eastbound between the Minden and Neola exits that have both eastbound lanes blocked. The Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening held a public hearing on the 2019-2020 certified budget, during which there were no comments from the public. And during the regular session that followed, the board approved previously mentioned resignations with the addition of Julie Livingston, Schuler Elementary and Middle School special ed teacher, and added contract recommendations for Ethan Cruzman as the high school vocal music director, along with Beth Schwarty, preschool summer school teacher. In his report to the board, Superintendent Steve Barber said the board will need to make an amendment next month to this year's certified budget for the other category. He said there were a few expenses that were not budgeted for this school year, including work on fixing a sewage problem at Washington Elementary, paying for lighting in the high school commons, replacing two small sections of the middle school auditorium roof, and replacing a bus transmission, along with some unforeseen technology expenses. The school board voted to approve contracts with Snyder & Associates Engineers and FRK Architects for the final plans and specifications pertaining to the district facilities project. The timeline calls for those plans and specs to be presented to the board during their meeting on May the 8th, at which time they are expected to set the bid letting date as May the 9th at a public hearing for the week of May 13th. Bid letting is expected to occur at 2 p.m. May 22nd, and it's expected construction on the facilities would begin in June. Superintendent Barber said also that in the next school year, they'll be identifying one teacher in kindergarten and one in first grade. We'll be piloting a concept called looping.
Basically, looping is having the same group of kids working with the same teacher for 2 years. Therefore, the identified kindergarten teacher will be teaching first grade during the 2020-21 school year with the same group of kids. And our first grade teacher identified this year will be moved back to the kindergarten during the 2020-21 school year.
And the board approved the certified budget, which calls for a levy of $14.72 per $1,000 valuation, a decrease of 5 cents from the original published amount. The assessed value in the district increased 3.03% for a total of 36 cents less than last year, according to Barber. The Elkhorn-Kimbolton School Board Monday approved the hiring of a 6th through 12th grade principal. Superintendent Trevor Miller says they selected Mary Bleth Harris, who is currently an instructional coach at Trainer. She has a background as a middle and elementary school teacher, was offered the position, and has accepted, and she'll start in the new position with the Exira EHK School District in August. The board also approved a 2019-2020 budget during their meeting on Monday.
We didn't have any input from the community because of the tax rates going down about 6 cents, and that's kind of what people usually look at, what how it affects their taxes. So it even went down a little bit. You know, last year we had our bond, and we were able to adjust this year, so it's going down a little bit. So that way, you know, we stay consistent and not do the big ups and downs, so that way the taxpayers, you know, don't see big increases in their tax rate.
The rate for 2019-2020 at Exira EHK will be 12.03 cents, or $12.03 per $1,000 valuation. The Exira School Board also approved the certified teacher's salary. Support and administrative staff received a 3.49% increase. The board approved the purchase and installation of a new outfield fence for the baseball field from DeVore Fencing in Atlantic, and it'll be set up in mid-July after the current season. In other business, the board discussed the wrestling program but took no action on a sharing agreement, and they approved some new hires and transfer of personnel. There were no resignations. In the funeral announcements, Deborah Cross, age 63, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Deborah Cross will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marion Patterson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Marion Patterson will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joyce Hansen, age 85, of Bagley, died Friday. Funeral services for Joyce Hansen will be today at 3 o'clock at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Burnett Bailey, age 95, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Burnett Bailey will be Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Sharon Christensen, age 68, of Kimbleton, died Monday. Funeral services for Sharon Christensen will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Phyllis Monahan, age 76, of Harlan, died April 3rd. A massive Christian burial for Phyllis Monahan will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Frank Reyna, age 79, of Walnut, died April 5th. No services are planned for Frank Reyna, but visitation will be held tomorrow from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Randall Dady Sr., age 63, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Randall Dady Sr. will be Friday at 4 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Bill Priestley, age 64, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Bill Priestley will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Allie Groenwald, age 81, of Atlantic, died March 31st. Memorial services for Allie Groenwald will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jerry Lee Hansen, age 79, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jerry Hansen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Norma Henningsen, age 79, of Council Bluffs, a native of Casey, died Friday. Funeral services for Norma Henningsen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring Funeral Home, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs. Lorraine Nichols, age 93, of the Cumberland and Creston areas, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lorraine Nichols will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Creston. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. June Holiday, age 82, of Atlantic, died November 16th. A celebration of life memorial service for June Holiday will be at noon Saturday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Christopher Madsen, age 38, of Avoca, died Tuesday. Celebration of life service for Christopher Madsen will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home at Avoca. Betty Specht, age 77, of Westphalia, died April 4th. And a massive Christian burial for Betty Specht will be on Monday, April 22nd, at the 11 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Carmen Regals, age 76, of Marney, died Sunday. Funeral services for Carmen Regals will be on April 27th at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.